Juno Afternoon is made possible with support from Sentinel Coffee, serving Southeast with locally roasted organic coffee and door-to-door delivery. More at sentinelcoffee.com. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and my next guest is here representing Catholic Community Service. Welcome back, Erin Walker-Tolis.
Well, thanks for having me yet again.
Thank you so much for coming in. You're here to give us some updates on what's happening with Catholic Community Service. You've been coming in regularly and highlighting some services that that maybe people don't know as much about as some of the other more well-known services.
Yeah.
And I think that's just a really great thing. And you guys just, you do so much every time you come in. I'm just like so overwhelmed by the amount of wonderful services you provide our community. So tell us a little bit about what you want to talk about today.
Well, you know, I really want to highlight the services we have for the caregivers of Alaska Native elders, and specifically in communities we serve outside of Juneau. And then I want to just sort of mention what we do specifically for Alaska Native elders here in Juneau as well.
Okay, so let's talk a little bit about maybe what being a caregiver entails. Just in general, because I think some people think it's a lot more intense than it actually is.
Yeah, and by that meaning that the term caregiver, I'm doing air quotes if you can't see me at home. Basically, some folks think when we say caregiver, they think paid caregiver, or they think someone who lives with the person. Caregiver, for the purposes of our program and our help, is anyone who looks out for or has concern for an Alaska Native elder. If you check in on a person, if they're your neighbor, and you care and you want to make sure they're doing okay, you're a caregiver. You're a caregiver. So it's that whole wide range of people, from living with someone full time to just checking in on them, you know, just because you care.
Mm-hmm. And Alaska Native elders, the caregiver program that's specific to them, what are some needs that they have that might be unique?
Well, you know, this program, and I'm going to give you the list of communities, Yakutat, Haines, Cake, Hoonah, Angoon, Sitka, Craig, Klawak, Ketchikan, and Wrangell. We have senior centers in all those communities, but senior centers don't just give the meals on wheels and the meals at the center and the senior rides. We also provide specifically services to help caregivers of Alaska Native elders, and especially in the smaller communities, the villages, there aren't a lot of local senior services or even social services on site. And we actually have folks right there on the spot who can help in person, help navigate. A lot of times you don't know where to start or what to do or what help's available, and we're there to help navigate that system and get you hooked up.
Well, that sounds great. You mentioned this is a bit of an underserved population, and some of them are in some more rural communities. If somebody is thinking that they could be a Alaska Native elder caregiver, what should they do?
Just call our senior center.
Okay.
And if you are, you know, you don't know your local senior center, you can just call 463-6100 and say, hey, I'm the caregiver of an Alaska Native elder, an interested person, and we'll connect you to the right person who does that. The senior center managers will help out in those places where we don't have a case manager, but more and more we have case managers that's their dedicated job in the smaller communities.
Well, it sounds like yet another wonderful service that you are all providing to our community. And this is all through Southeast. You've listed off all the communities, so it's pretty wide reach that you're covering. Is there anything else you want to add about that?
Well, you know, I think, like I said, it's an underserved population, and we want to solicit referrals. Anybody, if you know a caregiver of an Alaska Native elder, let them know that Catholic Community Service, their local senior center, is there to help. And if you don't know where to start or even where to get in touch with a local senior center, call the main office here in Juneau, and we will connect you. If we don't, sometimes we have a couple case managers here in Juneau who actually go out into the very smallest villages and do visits so that they can do, we do home visits. We'll go out and meet with an Alaska Native elder in their home. We'll meet with the caregiver one-on-one. We really want to be a support and a help. And, you know, that's all made possible through our partnerships with 10 tribes here in Southeast. They pass through federal money to us. That money, some of the money's for meals and rides, and some of that money is specific to caregivers. And it's an underused service, and we want to make sure the word gets out and that we can help as many folks as possible, because especially, I know I've traveled all over Southeast just in the last few months, talked to a lot of elders, a lot of seniors, and what they find is, what I'm hearing right now is there's a lot of worry about budget cuts and how hard things might be see if there are more cuts to like senior benefits, although hopefully that doesn't sound like that's going to go through after all. But there's a lot of worry and concern, and now's a good time to sort of take stock about, well, what is available? What can we help you get to support your elder? We want folks to maintain their independence as long as possible, and we want folks to be able to stay in their home communities. Elders are so much a part of the fabric of the community, such a wealth of information and history and community. We want to make sure they don't have to leave. The longer folks stay independent and can stay in their own home community, the better the quality of life, not just for them, but for everybody who lives there.
Well said, Erin, and thanks again for providing this important service to everybody.
Oh, it's our pleasure. And I should mention a little bit of what we do in Juneau, too, for Alaska Native elders. We have the Jolly program, and we named it. It's the Juneau Opportunity for Living Independently. And that is specifically targeting case management for Alaska Native elders who are in public housing or at risk of homelessness or actually homeless right now. And some of the stories that my staff have told me, elders living in tents, not sure where to go, people being taken advantage of and having to call adult protective services. Honestly, lives have been saved, and we're just really thankful, to all of our partners as well, because people like Search and lots of other partners at Glory Hole get in touch with us when they see an Alaska Native elder who's struggling. And we have a case manager dedicated just to Alaska Native elders here in Juneau. And so we're really excited to have that program. It's just a program we've only had for about a year or so, and we're seeing huge positive impact for elders here in Juneau as well. So it's a really exciting time to be engaged with this community and providing this service.
And I know you gave out the phone number that folks can call. Will you give that to me one more time, please?
Sure. The main line is 463-6100. And, of course, we also have the Senior and Caregiver Resource Center here in Juneau, and that's sort of your one-stop shop to get connected to your local case manager, your local help, and to problem solve. And, again, home visits are a big deal. Last time I was here, I talked about the Gatekeeper Program. Mm-hmm. If you just know of an elder that you're a little worried about, whether they're Alaska Native elder or a senior, give us a call, and we're very respectful. It's always about the senior's choice. It's their choice. They're an adult. We're there to be an assist and be give folks options and choices and resources and help them through processes to get the help they need. And I would be remiss if I didn't say thank you to Sea Alaska, who gave us an incredibly generous donation to our senior centers of $50,000 this spring, and also to all of the tribal partners. And, of course, the municipalities, the local cities, and not just the state, but local cities give us a lot of funding, too. It really is a community effort.
And another place you can find out more information about this service and many others is ccsjuneau.org, your website.
That's right.
Lots of helpful information there. I was checking that out earlier today. Any phone number that you might need to look up or mm-hmm. anything like that, that's a great place to start. But while I was there, I saw something about a Mother's Day whale watch.
That's right.
Can you talk about that while you're here, too?
Absolutely. Every year we do a whale watch, thanks to Alan Marine, who makes this possible. They donate the whole thing. And so this year, like last year, it's on Mother's Day. Tickets are $75. We head out at 2 o'clock on Mother's Day from Satter Harbor. It's a three-hour cruise. And, of course, whales. And thanks again to Breezen, who provides all the food for a light lunch. Mm-hmm. And, of course, you always see whales. But it's a really fun time, and it's a cheap way to get a whale watch cruise. And the great thing is that 100% of all the proceeds go directly back to our hospice program here in Juneau. Last year, we sold out 2 weeks before the event, so get your tickets now.
Oh, that's great. Well, I'm glad you mentioned that, so people can hurry up and do that. And that's a great price for a whale watch.
Oh, absolutely.
For a great cause.
We have the best time, too. It's just a blast.
Well, Erin Walker-Tolas from Catholic Community Service, thanks so much for being here and updating us on the Alaska Native Elders Caregiver Program and the resources that are available. Anything else you'd like to add today?
You know, just thanks so much to all of our support in the community, not just big donors, but also just everybody who donates. Every little bit helps. And we're just so appreciative of the folks who support all the good work we do in the community.
All right. Well, thanks again for being here today, and I look forward to hearing about another service next time you're on.
Thank you.
And get your tickets for the Whale Watch.
Right now.
Thanks again, Erin.